Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's going all right out there tonight. Winding down, end of the year, as you know. People getting ready for the holidays, getting ready for the Christmas. Some getting ready to make the last big race of 2013. We'll see. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but we'll talk about that. It ain't really looking too good for this weekend, so I just want the grudge world to know. On that note, well, I'm quite sure it's highly anticipated. Some people's concerns. We'll make it official Thursday. I just kind of like to wait for Thursday, but right now it's looking bleak. It ain't going to happen this weekend, and we'll see what we do, but I will make official announcement through every well page that I can on Thursday, but it's not. Not looking very good. It's just nature of the beast. You get it with Mother Nature. So we get off in some of the things tonight we want to talk about. Want some people to think about. End of the year. A lot going on around the country in grudge racing. The last big event going to be in Florida, which will be on the 13th, 14th, and 15th in Orlando, Florida. The guys are talking a lot about the nomination in certain categories and certain positions. The people be voted for the Grudge Race of the Year, Stock Suspension of the Year, Rookie of the Year, and so have. As you know, Texas had a few people nominated in last year. We hope to have some people nominated this year. And as you know, we like to talk about our own right here in Texas, what we think about the people in some categories, how they fare when it comes to our own state in Texas. So we'll get to that stuff a little bit later. But before we get too far off in anything, let's before I get Ernie on, I want to make sure just say a special look over some people who had some accidents in the grudge world. As you know, Sniper had a bad accident, flipped his car. He's all right. And also Bobby Walsh, we were grudge friends around the country. We were in a bad accident this week. We can't flip their car. The safety thing, guys, I just want to mention, if you're getting laid off in a year, sometimes the track's not always the best condition. When the weather changed a little bit, not saying that's the case in either one of those cases, but just in mind, keep in mind, when some people trying to finish up at the end of the year, track get a little cool, a little early, be a little damp, be a little loose. Don't never sacrifice safety for speed. So, as I said, man, just take care of yourself, man. Make sure you got proper equipment. And do what you have to do to make your car safe as possible. Those two young men were very fortunate. The roll cages and the safety harnesses done their job. So, with that said, man, we're going to go on and see what Ernie got for us tonight before we talk about some of the races that happened this weekend. And we'll get to that in a minute. Before we go, how you doing, Ernie?
Well, I guess I should just say and call CompuCar, give him my phone number. Tonight we got Tracy's tips. Man, that's exactly what I was going to talk about tonight, was track safety with the weather changing.
Yeah. Well, come on with it.
Okay. If y'all didn't listen to the Ask Ernie Tech Show Monday night, we had Jason on from VP Fuels talking about track additives, traction additives, and well, we were going to talk about the fuels and their new products, but it ended up staying with track additives and tires. So if you need to know anything about the tires and what happens and how to prep a starting line, listen to the Ask Ernie Tech show from Monday night. It was a great show, and I want to thank Jason from VP Fuels for coming online. And I mean, it was an hour of information. And in that information, we got to talking about changing track conditions, just what Tracy was talking about, that when the surface temperature of the track, you know, with me, it's 60 degrees. Jason's was between 55 and 60. Now, we're talking about surface temperature of the track. We're not talking about air temperature. When the track temperature gets below that point, the starting line traction becomes extremely marginal. And even if you walk out there and the shoes are sticking to the starting line, walk down the track. And when you get down the track, you want to start feeling traction about 200 to 300 foot out. How sticky is it out there? Try to scuff your shoes on the track. If you don't feel any resistance at all, think about what your tires are going to see. And that's when you're starting to put down the most power. Now, the drag slicks are made to grow with tire speed. So once you leave the starting line, if you've got 10.5, 11 inches on the starting line, once that tire speed gets up and you shift into second gear and you're making power, your tread or the footprint of that tire is going to shrink to about 8 inches as that tire grows. And as it shrinks, you got to remember, you're still working with a 2-ply sidewall. So when that car tries to move just a little bit, the whole weight of that car starts rotating with it. When you feel it squirming and you try to counter steer the car, it creates a slingshot arrangement and it starts making the car go left and right. If you're down there on the big end and that you feel that car trying to do anything and you have to raise your foot or you feel like you have to pedal it, get off the gas, let it coast, settle down, get the parachutes out. You can't win a race if you have to raise your foot and pedal it. If that car starts breaking loose, is the race really worth your life or your race car? I mean, racers have got to put safety number one, speed number two. Well, I'm going to change that. Safety number one, stopping number two, and speed number three. Because if you can't stop that damn car, having all the speed in the world is just a faster way to get killed. So, you know, we want the good safety belts. Don't cheat yourself on safety. You know, if you got marginal belts, you know, who are you fooling? You know, I got my tech. They didn't say anything. Okay, you know that they're not any good. You know they're old. You know they're damaged. They've got chemicals on them. You know, they're 5-10 years old. You know, you're lying to yourself if you think that shortcuts on safety is a good thing. You know, it's important. Every race right there is important. Too many people get injured. Too many cars are getting wrecked because of the speeds we're going. And I'm not saying that these wrecks were caused by track conditions. It's a good probability that some of them were marginal. But most of them, if you watch the races, actually are, you know, contributed to the driver staying in it too long, overcorrecting. One of the major grudge racers out this way, you know, had built a brand new car. Second race he he won the race, put on brakes. Car wouldn't stop. Ended up crashing the car and totaling it out on the second pass on the car. You know, you've got to check these things out. And another thing about that car, he didn't have any parachutes on the car. Running 160 miles an hour, 170 in the eighth mile with no parachutes. You know, these tracks are not designed to handle these speeds with what these cars weigh today. When these cars get going, especially on small tires, you've got just the same amount of rubber trying to stop you as trying to get you going. The problem is you've got a 3,000-pound car, 3,200-pound car. When you put on brakes, all the weight transfers to the front of the car. Well, on the front of your car, you've got front runners. That's not much braking surface. So when it all goes to that, if one of the tires, front tires locks up, these tires do not have a lot of resistance to wear. They lock up, it'll cut the tire completely in two. So be careful of what you do. You know, plan the car out. You know, spend this winter time seeing what your car needs to make you safer. You know, fire extinguishers, seat belts, roll cage. Check the nuts and bolts on the car. Everything on that car is important. The drive shaft. You know, when's the last time anybody looked at the universal joints? When's the last time anybody repacked the universal joints? You know, these are high wear items. And when they go, and a drive shaft coming into the car is an ugly thing. I've seen it, and I've seen people get killed because of that. You know, make sure your drive shaft loops are proper and in place. Make sure the nuts and bolts are the proper grade, and make sure they're tight. You know, it's Christmas is coming up, guys, and, you know, it's time to start thinking about the family. And, you know, where would they be without you? You know, you're important not only to the racers, to the racing family, but your family itself. You know, keep it safe. That's what it's all about. You know, if you got any questions or problems about your cars or tune-ups, you know, give us a call at CompuCar. We'll help you out. It doesn't matter whose equipment it is. You know, give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. To make it easy, that's 1-800-NITROUS. And like I say, let's keep these cars safe. It's extremely important. I don't want to have eulogies for race car drivers. That's a horrible thing to do. Tracy, have you got any questions or anything you want to add? Oh, we're going to vote on the Grudge Racer of Texas. I see on the other night I saw... Oh, that was the Oklahoma guys that were talking about that they were the baddest asses in town.
What's that, man? They about there in Oklahoma guys. They talk that talk about how bad they are. The thing about it, they just stay right there and they circle, man. We yet to get some of these guys. We got a lot of Grudge events here in Texas, man. We done talk to them guys, try to invite the guys down here to do some of this Texas Grudge racing, and they yet to come down here. So, you know, I just think They made for the TV, but they only race in their own backyard, you know.
Well, you know, the only racing they're going to do is in front of a camera, you know, and you can do a whole lot of things with camera action. Remember, it's a TV show. And
yeah.
The TV stars, the good guy is always going to kiss the horse and walk off with a woman. So, you know, be careful when you start judging how fast people are going on a TV show. It's like a magazine. It's you don't get the truth. You get what they want you to see and what they want you to hear.
I tell you what, we welcome them guys to come to any grudge event that goes on here in Texas. I'm quite sure they'll get more than what they're asking for. But I think they're a little bit afraid to come. We invite them all the time on the show.
I'd like to see them come down to one of your races. And you know what they ought to do is just come on and do the circuit. Come on down to your race. Swing on out here, do a Mississippi Joe's race, and hit Carolina Dragway, Michael's race, and then do the Florida race. You know, let's spread them around. And I think they will see how bad they are. I think they'll be changed too.
Well, they might be afraid they'll lose a TV spot, so...
Look at the TV action they could get. You know, they could get their butt smeared from the West Coast to the East Coast. That'd be a hell of a show.
Yeah, or they can raise their stardom even more, you know.
There you go.
We definitely welcome to come to Texas and come to any Grudge event here in Texas. Watch your, you know, hey, they'll see a little bit different than what running in your own backyard all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's... like I said, I've done some TV shows, and I know what goes on, and I just, you know, I don't like that they make it look street racing. I think they're going to do grudge racing. Okay, fine. You know, put it on the track, show it on the track, and show a grudge race. Don't show street racing. That just gets everybody upset about somebody goes out there and has a wreck on the street. Oh, he was drag racing. Makes the drag racer look bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, we're going to see if anybody out here got a question for Ernie. Push the one button right now while he's on there. And if you got something, don't hold back, man. We're coming down to the end of the year. Some guys, they ain't going to do no more racing this year. They might be trying to look for some things for his Christmas concern for the new year. If you got a question, Ernie's right here. You know how to get in touch with him. You want to ask
him
something?
Come on now. You know, Batman's at least got to have a question. I mean, you know, he's never quiet.
he's on there. Batman, he's on there. So maybe he'll say something.
Oh, Batman, push the one. Come on, big boy.
Let's see what you guys say.
Come on, Batman, push the one. See, you can't even call him out.
I don't know. Okay, at least we ain't got by sharing. I didn't open no mic up, so.
All righty. Well, y'all have
got anybody, Sharon? Got anybody?
You don't have any hands that came up. Tracy, you don't have any hands that came up when you asked if anybody had a question for Ernie. No.
So what we're saying is Batman crawled under the rock. Uh-oh.
Well, apparently
see, I called
not.
Him out?
Batman, hold on. Batman just took his hand down and put it back up. Hold on.
Oh, no. He's hiding. Let him run.
Batman, your mic is open.
Batman. Okay. Well, Tracy, y'all have a good week. I'll talk to you next week. And like I say, y'all need to look back and listen to the Ask Ernie Tech show for last night. Good information. You know, give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS, and see if we can help you with any of the problems, we will. Tracy, y'all have a good evening, and Batman, I'm going to come looking for you. Look in the sky. You're liable to see that dead mouse up there hanging down. We'll talk to y'all later.
Ernie, I just want to thank you for everything you do, and those bottles we got, they'll just sit here in the box, wait till the first event I have, and we definitely going to give them out. And one of the shootouts I'll be putting on, so we're just going to keep them boxed up until, hey, Mother Nature says we can race him.
Sharon was telling me about the weather that y'all are having this weekend, and, you know, not really sure what's going to go on. Hey, this weather's crazy. I've never seen weather change so fast from one extreme to the other in 2 to 3 days.
We had 81 degrees down here where I'm at, 81 degrees today, right?
81 degrees, and you're talking about freezing in 2 days. That's something else.
Yeah, that's one of them things. It's out of your control, ain't nothing you can do about it. It is what it is.
Okay, well, if we can help y'all, Tracy, y'all give me a call. And I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, we appreciate that.
All right, I'll be on the side.
Okay, be on the side. Okay, we're going to go to upcoming, we're going to go to this past weekend event. Atticat had a show. Heard he had a good turnout down there, some good racing going on. So we'll let Atticat, I see him out here, let him come on and give a little race cap of what happened to his event. So anybody else raced anywhere? You want to come on and talk about it? I got some on your mind. Push the one button.
Okay, I'm going to see if Alley Cat is ready to talk. I know I think he's still working, but hold on. Alley Cat. He may have switched over, Tracy. So you might want to come back to him later.
Yeah, if you come on, push the one button. Okay, we got anybody else want to come on and talk about a race they had this weekend or somewhere? I believe there's some racing going on also Sunday in Dallas, but
Anybody got a hand up? Want to speak on the race? Like I say again, don't look like the race this coming weekend. Tommy Dawson's coming race. Don't look like that race gonna get off due to Mother Nature. But I always like to wait for Thursday to make the final call. But just kind of putting heads out there. Don't look like that's gonna be possible. Probably take a miracle for it to turn around. But we will let everybody know and see what happens. But it's doubtful that that's gonna happen. Anybody else got something on their mind they want to talk about? If not, we'll kind of get into
these
nominees.
Okay,
let's go to the hands. See what's on people's mind.
Okay, I don't know if Smooth actually has his hand up or not. Smooth, your mic is open.
Smooth, what's up?
Okay, he may be just listening and doesn't know that his hand is up. Jackie Deaver, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jackie?
Shit, just up here working. Hey, I don't have a lot of time, but you was talking about nominating people for something. I don't really know what other guys do out there during the year because I stay busy, you know, with my head down working on my guys' stuff. But one person I want to nominate, and this is for Texas or anywhere else. I want to nominate Jay Schaefer for his videos. I don't know if you got a class for that or a trophy for that or whatever, but
yeah,
you know,
we have a videographer category. On the national thing, a videographer category, and like I say, it don't hurt to nominate the Texas thing too. But yeah, there's a category.
I want to put that out there because man, the dude shows up and he just really. You know, it's hard to beat. I mean, he gives you what you're looking for. Just the races, two side by side cars racing, and there ain't a lot of flim flam in it.
Yeah,
so I want to nominate him.
Okay, Jay Schaefer. Okay, anything else? Anybody else want to nominate for something? We just kind of put things out here, see how it go, and just see what people think. They've got a. The national thing going around, and we're just talking about it. And we can talk about it for the national deal for the people that we know they're traveling, and also for the people who didn't travel a whole lot but brought a lot to the game around here in Texas. We like to, you know, do something for our Texas people. As you know, we do a Texas thing. You know, we get something for the Texas people, and I know Batman, he generally puts something together and do something, get something for the Texas people, too, so.
Well, I don't really get to keep up with what everybody else is doing out there, like I said. You know, I know if everybody else in Texas done like we done this year, we did everything we could do every chance we got. So, man, I thought it was a good year for drag racing, and I'm really looking forward to 2014 because I think it's going to be a lot better year, especially for some of the people that I know. And, man, I'm looking forward to it, but... Just congratulations to everybody for 2013 because it seemed like everybody showed up and, you know, we had a pretty good year for, you know, of drag racing. And that's as far as traveling goes, you know, and here at home.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that, Jackie. This year was a good thing. You know, Texas really stepped up and a lot of them, you know, ventured out and moved around outside the state. A little bit more, and I think it's going to get better 2014. And as you know, we're working on a real big deal, World Grudge Nationals right now, just to put it out here. Well, people don't know World Grudge Nationals is set to be held in Texas. World Grudge Nationals is set right now to be held in Texas 4th of July weekend. So we're just trying to get some icing on the contractor, where it's going to be, and we got a meeting Thursday, and the announcement will probably come out after that. After this Thursday, I got a meeting, but it will be held here in Texas, so guys can get ready for it. So, guys did a real good job of moving around, man. You got to take your hats off. Texas have stood up, and people around the country are definitely recognizing, you know, Texas, some of their support. We're going to keep doing what we do, keep moving around. So guys, you know, they just can't come out here and think they can run over cars from Texas. So it's always a good thing.
Well, the Jekyll and Hyde cars have done an excellent job.
Yeah, you definitely got to take your hats off to Jekyll and Hyde every chance they got. When it came to a big race, man, them guys there, they flew east, you know, being recognized as bad as the bad. They wanted to make sure that they didn't get left out, so they traveled east a bunch. Matter of fact, claim mistaken, I believe they'll be in Orlando, Florida next week trying to do their thing down there at the last big Grudge event. So for anybody that can make it to Orlando, Florida at No Guts, No Glory, for all this race that was in Bradenton every year has been moved to Orlando, Florida. So it's going to be the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So anybody can make it if you want to see a great, great big event. That's always been a nice event when it was held in Bradenton. I made it for the last 3 years, and I don't think it's going to be anything less moving to Orlando. I hear that's a nice facility, and she'll be able to have a great time. So, yeah, I know they're going to be stepping up out there. I know Ferryman is a car that got a lot of recognition as being a turbo car that people fear, you know. But I tell you what, I don't know what they're scared of there, but, boy, it will be good the way they got that machine running right now. I'd like to see that car out there because some of them, we went to Rockingham with it, and they didn't quite get their program together, had a few issues, and people up there now kind of laughing a little bit because they think they got their wing clipped. But, boy, the way they got that thing rocking and rolling right now, I think he can go down there and end the year with a bang with some of them guys. As you know, Tree Man, if nothing hadn't changed, we know Sniper was in an accident this past weekend, but our own Texas Tree Man is locked in with Sniper to run also on Orlando. If that race hadn't been any kind of postponement on it or not, Tree Man, I know, is still looking for a race, and he's planning to be in Orlando, Florida with his machine. He got that thing running real good right now, too. So I'm not sure which other cars other than Tree Man and the Jekyll and Hyde will make that trip to Florida, but that's where all the good races gonna finish the year out. So,
well, I tell you what, the Jekyll and Hyde crew—I mean, they came out, put on a good show. You know, great people. I got to meet them at Carolina Dragway. You know, impressed with the car, impressed with the people. And, you know, if I've got to vote for what they've done for Texas as far as, you know, coming around and you know, proving what Texas can do, you know, I'd put my vote for them. Those guys have, you know, really stepped up and came out. And, like I say, you couldn't ask for a more friendly and professional group. And the friendly is really important. If you've got a bad attitude or an elitist attitude, the spectators aren't going to, you know, bond with you, and it's all about the spectators. You know, yes, you got a race going on, but the spectators is what keeps the tracks open, and you know, you got to make them happy.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, well, we gonna go to the line and see what some of the other people have to say, Sharon. See if we got the people trying to get on earlier.
I've got Alley Cat now. Hold on, and Batman,
okay. Hold
the horses. I'll get to you. Batman, I'm just going to say this before I open Batman's mic. Tracy, a minute ago when I opened Batman's mic, did we hear him say anything? Did we hear him squeak? We did not, did we?
Hey, sure.
We called his name three, four times.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay.
I tell you what we're going to do. Hey, Batman, now listen close.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Hey, Batman.
Okay, let me get Alley Cat first, and then we'll get Batman. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Hello. I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. We had a wonderful time this past weekend at the shutdown at HMP. I want to especially thank the Dallas guys that showed up, that came out. King B, Jake, William, Jeff with the Vega, Cornbread, Batman and Tory. I think that's about it. But we had a wonderful, wonderful time, man. The weather was super. It was great. It was a real good turnout for the race cars. We had a good time with the index cars. And that's the way to end the year at HMP, which is with a bang. I hope y'all have a wonderful and a safe holiday. And I got something to say a little later on. And we'll see y'all next year.
All right, Dad.
Mute your mic right now, Alley Cat, and I'll just leave your mute your phone on your end, and I'll leave your mic open. Daff, your mic is open. Daff, your mic is open.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to push that button.
Okay, all right. Press the one button now and take your hand down for me, then. That way I'll know. Batman.
What's up, Trey? Oh, man, no much, man. We had a great time down in H-Town, man. It was a good time, man. Like I said, due to the weather, like I said, we did a lot of things, man, before the weather came in. It was a good night. Like I said, Houston took on the wins, the Dallas versus Houston. I have to say, Houston did their business. Of course, you know, I ain't got no excuse because racing is racing. And one thing about it is somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, but it's all about getting it back and bringing action, you know what I'm saying? I got to give my hats off to the boys that came down there and supported the cause with Alley Cat, because, you know, I'm always down with anybody who's down with me. That's for sure. I can give my hats off to all my boys. Cornbread, like I said, Will came down there. I know he broke his car, but he was really wanting to race. I give my hats off to him. Like I said, I give my hats off to Jeff with the Vega. He came down there, wanted to bring some action. Just the way I looked, Tori and me, and of course, Batman with the Camaro. We came down there. We had fun with those suitcases. Suitcases, we're going to do that again. You got away. I was out there, but I had to lift. Car was getting sideways, so I left it alone. But like I said, you took the win, but it was a good win. I know you'll do it again because I know you're not scared. But I guarantee you what, like I said, I appreciate everybody coming in and trying to make it happen. Like I said, I hate that Tracy, the weather's looking kind of bad for him right here because I know everybody's going to attend to that just as well. But you know how it goes. We're trying to make it happen. But the 2014 first jump off, March 22nd, Batman the Grudge at Dallas Raceway. We're going to make that happen. Probably be the first jump off race around here, man. And it's going to be good. Got some new things coming, new people coming from around town and the outside cities just as well. So y'all look forward to it. So you got a couple of months to get your cars together. For all you boys say that you want Batman, guarantee you what, you can come get me because I will be ready and locked and loaded. So I have to say, I holler at y'all. Appreciate it. And Ernie, I hear you talking. I want you too. I want you too.
Yeah, man. Batman, I want y'all to have a good Christmas, man. It's I enjoy listening to you and giving you a hard time.
Oh, man, you know what they about? It's all fun and game with me. You talking to the best talking around in Dallas, Texas, baby.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, I've enjoyed working with you guys out in Texas. I'm glad Tracy came in. You know, I've met you and talking to you over the phone and some of the other racers. And I tell you what, a great group out there. I'm glad to see y'all stepping up and bringing the grudge racing out there because it's a lot of fun. And that's what it's all about, having fun.
One thing about it, though, we do it big in Dallas, Texas, man. Like I told you, we got 250 grudge cars just in Dallas and around the areas, baby. We ready for any and everything to come in Texas. We're going to deal with it.
Well, I tell you what, if you got that many grudge cars out there, you got them beat because there ain't that many in this area. When I say this area in Carolina, House of Hook, we've probably got 40 or 50 pretty regulars. If you start bringing them in from Charlotte and Rockingham and all around, we probably do a couple of hundred. But when they have the big call outs, they'll probably have 50 to 75 grudge cars.
Well, one thing about it, I can tell you this though: every weekend, somebody's grudging down in Dallas, Texas, from smaller cars to the big cars. It's going to always be a grudge race at that track, man. This is what we do, man. That's what I tell you. Everybody's talking about the outsiders, what they're doing. I like to see them come to Texas. Then they all understand what we're talking about. And our weather is pretty great, man. We barely ever get bad weather down here. I mean, most of the time, we usually run almost 12 months out of the year, man, the whole year, honestly.
Tracy, is Batman going to be your weatherman for this weekend?
Hey, I wish he would, because we, like I say, we normally have good weather, man. It's 80 degrees today. Boy, it's been a change. I mean, it's, you know, we generally have pretty good weather this time of year. Don't get too bad, but, you know, sometimes it happens, and this weekend looks like one time it's going to happen. But last year, the same time, hey, we was out there racing 75, 80 degrees. So this year, you know, it just didn't happen. But, you know, pretty much the tracks down here stay open pretty much, you know, all the way through, you know, pretty much through December. So they might close Christmas and some might close New Year, but you can race down here pretty regular through the year.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to turn it back over to y'all. Here again, I appreciate you having me on. Batman, y'all have a good, safe winter and shutdown time, and, you know, plan for everything and get everything going again for next year, and I hope I can make it out that way. Y'all have a good one. Talk to y'all later.
Okay,
hey, before you leave, Ernie, I like for you to come to Texas and bring a bunch of them bottles that you got so we can knock you out of them.
Ernie, I'm trying to tell you right now, the World Brothers Nationals coming to Texas July 4th and 5th, so you're going to have a lot of you guys from out that way come to the World Brothers Nationals, so you might want to think about bringing your little setup out here. See what you can do. Give you a chance to meet a lot of these Texas guys, and they get to see some of your product right then, you know. So,
where's the race going to be held at?
I will announce it. We got a meeting. I'm calling the meeting Thursday, and we're going to formalize something, and I will be announcing it after that. I got a tentative place, but just to get it official before the group, I'll wait till after that meeting I have Thursday.
Okay, well, let me know as early as you can, and if I can put together some races where we can work our way out that way and possibly on the way back, it might be a good thing to do. If nothing else, I might be able to, you know, fly out there and, you know, just have some stuff shipped out to you and meet some people at the track and set up and just see if I can help anybody.
Okay, that'd be a good thing, Ernie. We'll do.
All right, Tracy. Y'all have a good one.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, want to go live to the next hand you got?
We don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay. Well, tonight we're going to get off in the topic. We want everybody to participate. A lot of guys go to races throughout the year. And like I say, some people may not see the value of some of the other guys, and they might get left out. Man, if you got a guy on your mind that you know been showing up and showing out and think his name should be thrown in the hat, hey, step up, man. Put his name out there. If you want them guys that you feel like you done contributed in some form or fashion to this good game in some part, hey, step up yourself and tell why. Let the people know, because this is an appreciation thing. This is where we try to get recognition, man, for people coming out doing what they do at the end of the year, man. You know, so that grudge racing thing is, to me, a prestigious thing. As far as grudge racing, it's like the Heisman Trophy, you know. Grudge racing to me is a big thing. Also, man, each and every category got a lot of different categories. Some of the cars out this way might not fit, but we got categories of our own. But like the back half category, they got 29 categories, they got stock suspension categories, they got pro mod categories, they got top sportsman categories, you know. Yeah, extreme back half, like, for instance, you know, you take the Birdman and the jumping high, those extreme, those are what you call extreme back half cars. Then you got some old school back half stuff that just, you know, traditional old school back half. Those guys that bring action in their own way. So, you know, guys, we need to try to get our own guys some kind of recognition. There's a big banquet. I'm going to say it right now. There's a big banquet going on. It's going to be in Georgia. It's going to be in Georgia. They got a big Grudge Inc. banquet. They give a lot of these present these awards, and it's going to be in Georgia. I will have the date. Go ahead. Who is that?
Oh.
So I'm just letting you know for the national banquet. Yeah, I'm just letting the Grudge world know for the national, this is information for the national awards and the national banquet. It's going to be in Georgia, and I believe, if I ain't mistaken, it's going to be around the second week in February. I will be bringing the date to you when they get it. So it'll be probably the second week in February.
Hey,
that's going to be a national.
Tracy.
National,
Tracy.
I hear.
I'm sorry.
I am a national good.
The date is actually February 9th. Sorry,
okay. Okay, February 9th is going to be in Georgia. And for any of you who made it last year to the one that was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, you know, we had guys from all over the country. You can go. We had photos up on Facebook, had them up on Tommy Dog Drag Racing, had them up on GrudgeInc.us. Real nice banquet, man. Real nice guys came, man, and just fellowship. They had a good time, and they presented the awards. I mean, it's what it's all about, man. So just let guys know it's coming about. And be thinking about these people, these nominations. We need to get the Texas people nominated for some of these positions. So we're going to need your help in trying to stand up for your people, you know, who actually contribute. The only thing about it, I'm going to say this, when it comes to the national stuff, they like on the national stuff, one of the things they like a racer to be done travel at least three states, at least three or four states that a racer, they say, hey, to qualify for the national stuff. He has to at least travel three or four states. So keep that in mind so you won't think when you see the list come out and you think it's biased, all East Coast, which we know those guys can travel three or four states and they ain't got 500 miles in them because they're so close together out there on the East Coast. But I'm just kind of throwing it out here so the world out this way, we have an idea, but let's try to get our guys nominated for some of this stuff. So, hey, push the one button. We're going to go to the line, man. We need some of you guys to step up and talk about some of your people. Hey, even if it's something for the Texas stuff, because we will have something here in Texas. Yeah. So put the stuff out there.
Well, Church, you know, I tell people all the time, man, I do every year just for the DFW area, you know what I'm saying? Because I use the most of stress lives on the guys that I see around me every day or go come to the track every weekend. Everybody know I do a end of the year girls party and I give out choices. You know, Tony Thorne got it last year for the girls race of the award for his camp and everything, but I tell people all the time I don't really do the outside because, like I said, is I'm not out there like that in the Texas, you know, outside of Texas because I deal on what's going on in my town. But Jackie, you know, I know I do it every year. If you be a part of you, you always know what's going on with me. You know, I always put it on the board. But it's a lot of people that is going to don't get trophies this year just because of what they done this year, and it will be posted on the board. And like I said, Jay Schaefer always knows what's going on with me anyway, you know what I'm saying, with the Grudge Award. So if everybody's curious, you would know it, and it would be coming up. It would be on the board as soon as possible. So I do it every year. Like I said, I know Tracy do it for Texas, but I just do it for the DFW because that's where I'm at. So that's some of the questions I know people probably want to know. I just give it out and let y'all know what's going on with it.
Yeah, Tony Thorne won the Texas Grudge Racer of the Year last year. Tony Thorne won the Texas Grudge Racer of the Year. And if and HMP won the National Track of the Year. So, you know, HMP received that award. So, you know, let you know, hey, man, Texas thing, you know, people, you know, recognize things in Texas. We want to continue doing it, continue pushing it forward and just making things happen. It might not be a bad idea, you know, to get together, us promoters get together and try to do something here for Texas for, you know, for our own people as well as getting people nominated for the national thing. Everybody want to be nominated national, but, you know, like I say, we throw races each and every promoter around here. Maybe we need to get together and try to do something for the people who come and support our events and just have a big old celebration and fellowship as well as they do with the national thing. So just something I'm throwing out there on the table. I'll be willing to, you know, participate in it, people get together to think about it. But think about the national one, man. It's a real nice thing. We had a real good time, man.
Hey, Trey, you know what, though? Just what by you saying, there's a lot of people you're talking about as far as the national and all the North Carolinas and stuff like this, but they can say what they want to say. But Jeff and Matt, they have done a lot of traveling this year, man. And I can actually say is that they deserve something for this year. As far as the out-of-town, because I know I'm going to give it to them, that's for sure, because, you know, it's easy. You can say you're the toughest in some areas, but if you ain't traveled all these other areas, how would you know? Then how can you base yourself that you're the toughest? And people can say what they want, they win, lose, or draw. Man, them guys went out there and showed everybody what they are capable of, if they won or if they lost. That's why my person I should nominate as far as out of town on Grudge Race of the Year Award, I believe it should go to them. You know, because they done been to every state, pretty much every state where it's happening at, and made it happen if they either won or they lost. they still made it, and they made the travel, which a lot of these guys that's from North Carolina or anywhere else, they won't come nowhere else. So that's my opinion on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they definitely got to be in the hat when it comes to the Grudge Race of the Year, both categories, Texas and the National. Which I know their name is, you know, they got a nomination list gonna be coming out, and I'll be reading when it come out in a few more weeks. But yeah, they trying to wait till, you know, got the last big race next week. But nomination going in, you definitely gonna hear the Jefferson High car name thrown up in the nomination for National, and like say Texas, they done a lot for Texas. Jesse Willis and some other people done a lot of racing around Texas. So hey man, we the lines are open for people to push the one button. We like when you throw you. Yeah, hey, come on. Talk about the people. We need to know the grudge, man. The lines are full. People want to know who are some of these people. We at the end of the year. This is it. 2013, man, this is it. You know, we're going to go into 2014 and start a brand new year. So we like to give some recognition to some of these people, man, who kind of stepped up and did their thing this year. And like you say, in all categories, you know, in all categories. So. People don't sit back and wait, because sometimes that's how you get passed by. You know, people. At the end of the day, some people wonder why they didn't get nominated. Well, they could have done a lot, but then they didn't step up and say it for themselves, or somebody in their camp didn't step up and say their name. But we need to get these names, man, and put them out here so the grudge world will know. Everybody sitting back being quiet. Me and Batman will do all the talking. Somebody else needs to step up and I want to talk about some of this stuff.
Why don't you? There are 16 categories to be nominated in. When I did the text, I only did a few of them for space, but why don't you go ahead and give them all 16 categories?
Okay, that's what I do. I'll run down and show you the categories and what they got for the grudge race thing. Let me get over here so this gets kind of awful long, so just bear with me for a second. I'm going to run down the category list of what they have on the national thing for the nomination, and, you know, here in Texas we might, some of that we might not fit and some of we might have our own, but they got stock suspension nitrous on 28, stock suspension nitrous on 28, they got extreme on 28, any power additive. They got stock suspension 29 nitrous. Also got extreme any power additive on 29. They got true back half, and they got extreme back half. You know, they got also who's the most feared grudge car overall. They got rookie of the year, which rookie that came along and done this thing. Pro Mod of the Year, Grudge Racer of the Year, Grudge Track of the Year, Videographer of the Year, Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, Promoter of the Year, and Members of Governors of the Year, Members or Governor of the Year, and they got Top Sportsman of the Year. Those are some of the 16 categories that they're going to be voting on and nominating people. And, you know, hey, we got to get our Texas people named up there so they can be recognized, you know, and nominated. So people got to step up. I'm going to do my part to put the Texas names in there that I see fit, but I like for the grudge world. We don't hear tonight, man. Come on, man. You know, sometimes we have these meetings, guys, you don't be on, but I like to hear some of the names of some of the people. I jot this stuff down so I can take it. And when you do it, hey, kind of speak a little bit about who they got race, how many races. It's quality races, like Batman mentioned a while ago. It ain't always about winning. It ain't always about how many wins you got. It's about how much action you brought. Some of the races be quality races. But like I said, you don't have to win all your races. But some of them people go in a lot of heavyweight races. Jekyll and Hyde, every race they raced this year was like a heavyweight fight. You know, they didn't win them all, but they were there. So when it comes to them cars right there, being in the hunt, they definitely going to be in the hunt, because all the races they ran was against the heavyweight. They was against the best of the best. You know, Birdman, he ran the best of the best here. And when he traveled outside and went to Louisiana and went to Rockingham, he went up against the best of the best.
You know, so, hey, you got to take your ass off them guys. Same thing about, you know, the other cars that they vented outside the state to try to do their thing. We got to talk about these guys. You know, myself, Went, didn't do shit. You know, Tree Man had a little problem with his car early in the year. Roy, he got his car, had a little problem with it. So, you know, our Pro Mod cars, we kind of didn't do what we really like to do in 2014, hoping in some form or fashion we all get together and do a better job. But, you know, the ones who did their thing, hey, the 29, stock suspension, motorcycles, hey, man, we got to get our guys' names in the hat, man, because I'm telling you, when they come to Texas with the World Brothers National, you definitely going to see a little bit of everybody from all over the country, man. When we went to Rockham, they had a ton of races from everywhere. So we want these guys to know who we are, so we got to talk up and get our people names out there, man. Don't be afraid to nominate your people. Don't be afraid to nominate your people. So, guys, you're sitting back. We got a full show. Guys, push the one button. Speak on some people. Put your point out there. Let your point be made. Because you know, it's like this. When I go sometime and say some of this stuff, some of the guys try to say, well, who have they been or where have they been? I don't know every car. I don't know every name. So it'll help me, but you give me some information so I have a little bit to fight with. But, you know, because guys will come down and try to say, well, you got a group of people and you want to throw names in the hat just because your nomination. Guys are trying to knock it out the hat. So you got to help me out when it comes to that. So, what's the one button? Let me hear what you got to say.
Well, you got to give the, I mean, Jack and them, they did a lot of traveling too, you know. With Team Duke, I'm not, you know, he did his thing this year too, you know. They did a lot of traveling. You can also say C-Town Tony. You know, that guy right there, man, if he's able, he's going to be there, man. That's one thing I can't say about that guy, man. You know, he loves the race. You know what I'm saying? He likes to try to make things happen. And of course, you know, they're all a part of Jacket's camp. You know, Jacket got a couple of cars over there that's up and coming, like with his son, trying to give us snacks, you know. But you got to give them guys up there. I'd like to nominate them just as well, you know. I tell people all the time, I see very good. And it doesn't matter if I don't talk to you if I don't see you much, I don't talk to you much, but I watch the track, you know, like everything, and I know who's doing what, you know, and one thing about me, I try to be fair about the whole situation, and it ain't got nothing to do with if a person likes one person or another, I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do, you know, regardless of the fact. But, yeah, them guys right there, man, they did a lot this year. C-Town Tony did a lot. He contributed a lot, too, just as well. A lot of people don't know this boy does a lot of things that people don't recognize, and it's very appreciated around here. You know, even with the Texas Beast car, I know he finally got it together. He want to bring some action. There's a couple of cars that I do know that want to run him. They just ain't said. They're too shy to say, but, you know, I tell them all the time, you never have to talk to a person or run a person. Just get somebody in the middle of it and bring the action.
Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
I don't know if Kenny Duke is on 28 or 29 or stock suspension or whatever, but I'd like to nominate him. He has been locked in with to race somebody at every event that we done had. I mean, him and the Jackie Diva crew, they done went to Indiana. They done went to Louisiana. They done went to quite a few places and brought action no matter where they went. So I'd like to nominate Kenny Duke. For 28 or stock suspension, I don't know if you consider it a stock suspension, or 29 truck or whatever you want to call it, and I'd like to nominate Birdman for the Extreme Packass.
Okay, yeah, those guys did that thing this year. They brought action, you're right. Birdman is the protected Extreme Baddest Backass right now, so he doesn't lost the belt and gained it back, so, you know, he's definitely doing his thing. Okay, Sharon, go online and see what else I'm going to play, you know.
832-0016, your mic is open. 832-0016. Okay, I think that was by accident.
That's Phil. I think that's Phil. Wasn't you said 832?
Yeah, I don't know who that number is, Tracy.
I don't know who it is. That's Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, what you got to say?
Apparently he's not paying attention.
Phil, yeah, what you got to say?
Hello?
Oh, you got me on there.
What do you guys say? Is that Speedy?
Oh, hey, yeah, man, this is Speedy out the team. Hello?
0016.
Hold on, T. Hold on a second, T. Go ahead, Tracy.
832-0016. That was him putting his hand up. That's Peter. Peter, you don't know your number, but that's you. Okay, he don't want to say anything.
I'm talking, man. I'm calling, man. I want to say, we wanted to talk to that butler boy, man, because he had his chest out, sir, man, and I wanted him to tell the world what he had to tell us.
Butler boy, okay, let's get butler boy. Sure, and get butler boy on here. I think I saw him. He had him down there.
Yeah, we just wanted to be a man at word, and we wanted to show up, so we just wanted to let him know, man. He got away or the car broke loose, but we looking for him still.
Hold on, I think she got him. Sure, you got butler boy?
They're not on. Well, I see them, but I'm in the mic and see if they may not be at a point where they
can. Hit the one button, Conjure.
Butler. 832-9872. Butler, your mic is open.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
What it is?
We just want you to tell the world what you had to tell us, sir, the man, about them three races you say you want to give us.
Oh, man, I'm going to race King B head up, and then I'm going to gap his ass, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to give him the back ties, and I'm going to still gap his ass, and then I'm going to come back and get him to move and blow his asshole out. We're going to do three races, and me and you going to be battling all day.
Look here, you old smoking and bright looking ass nigga. Hey.
Watch the video.
That's the only way that you got away from me.
I'm telling you, King B. You asked me what I was going to give you. You asked me what I'm going to give you. It ain't just an organ holding up the grudge world on the phone. What we going to do is I'm going to raise your head up. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to give you the back ties and gap you. And then on the third race, I'm going to watch you move and blow your ass out. Now, that's all I'm telling you what's going to happen.
All right, that's all we wanted to hear. We just wanted to make sure you got that locked in. So when I blow the doors off,
we're racing three races, man. Regardless if I win or lose, I'm going to give you three races, man.
Okay.
I'm going to get them.
I'm going to get him. Shit, I'm trying to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm trying to tell you what I'm going to do to him, man.
You know what we can do?
I'll tell you what we can do. We can go rent the track in Dallas tomorrow and go half on the track running and do this shit.
I'm with you on that, man.
It don't take me number 3 hours to get there. I had that decent ass smoking.
I'm with you on that.
Okay,
I got
so
it.
What track you want us to be at tomorrow, then, sir?
Man, all I got to do in a few minutes, I'm gonna text somebody in Kennedale, and I'm gonna and I got the man number at Crandall, and we can do this shit.
Hey, well, you know, if y'all really want to get this on, I can call old Ken for y'all. Y'all can get it down. Call that man and find out how much it is to rent the truck, man. We can split the call, and we can go do this tomorrow.
Y'all get that truck open tomorrow, bro. I get across your ass and get your ass down here to Dallas, boy. Y'all get that truck open tomorrow. Get him smoking. Let me text this man, man. Let me go to work on him.
He coming to Dallas tomorrow. Smoking.
I got to get this man.
Butler boy going down.
Gee, that's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
King B.
Hey.
Hey. Man, he's trying to put some pain in you, man.
Man, that's what I'm trying to tell him. Man, call, man, why I'm calling that man to call Smokey the Bird, man. He up there bullshitting at the light. You bring your ass down here to Dallas, man. I'm going to show you what to do. You just come on down here.
All I do is win, baby. I'm coming. That's all I do. I don't do a lot of talking. All I do is tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it.
KB, don't let me find out you're a pain freak now.
I'm throwing that motherfucker up.
Nah, I ain't no real pain freak. You know, he just bumping. So I ain't know, we gonna keep it straight. We gonna do them three races, man. I ain't never crawled fish off of shit.
I just told half a million viewers
what I'm gonna do to this 81 Camaro.
Put me in there, bro.
Hey, brother, what you do to that motherfucker? Load him up and pull him up the highway. That's what you need to be doing. It's already loaded. When we finish getting across your ass, you're going to be a few pounds lighter, fella. Man, that man going to call me after the show, say I'm sorry, I don't want to do it. Hey, brother, I was just at the track today
because I had to go check out some shit down the other day. And I guarantee you this, that track is still prep right now because somebody was down there testing and tuning. Believe that. So if y'all see
Which one?
I was at Dallas Raceway today. Listen, if y'all serious, man, I can call Ken tonight. And I guarantee you this, by tomorrow, guys, y'all serious about doing what y'all say y'all do, I bet I can get it on for you.
I'm on here checking the weather now up there, Drake.
Man, the weather is 56 degrees up here right now, sir.
Now, we waiting in the daytime, cuz. We're waiting for night. We're waiting in
the
daytime.
I'm going to have you over with in three hours.
I'm going to have you over with in 3 hours. It ain't going to take long.
It ain't going to take long, man.
Shit.
It ain't going to hurt long either, King B. We don't know nothing it's going to hurt like, because you going to be going home looking like a wounded dog, fella. Guaranteed.
Man, I ain't pissed out in this bullshit when you got that old bullshit wind you just got.
Yeah, all that was straight up good race, man.
And all I'm telling you is you got three races with me.
Was that a good race when only one car made a pass, fella?
No, I ain't talking about the track. I'm talking about this line and about the tree.
Oh man, I got crooked about 250 foot out.
Damn, that went sideways. So, shit, we both were fighting the track.
Hey, Bubba, see if you can get a hold of Charlie Wilson. We want live band.
Hey, Bubba.
Oh, yeah, he damn sure going to be playing.
Hey, Bubba, TB, he going to call me first thing in the morning because he say he's sleeping. He's going to call me first thing in the morning at 8 o'clock. Y'all find, I'm going to find out y'all bullshit.
You need to text somebody and tell him to call you at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to be up at 7:30 eating breakfast waiting on your phone call.
Yes, sir. I ain't going to sleep. I'm going to be putting these gap band pills in.
So you might not need to go to sleep, fella.
No, we don't do no sleeping. We don't do no sleeping. We work on our race car. That's why our shit don't be smoking. We stay up all night, make sure they're right. We stay up all night, make sure they're right.
Well, get the all right.
Hey, King B. King B.
Hey,
King B.
Hey, King B.
Hey, King B, man, you'll talk a little later. Let the show still rolling, but I'm ready. Soon Batman calls us.
Let me go to this next call we got in hand up. 832-6291. Your mic is open. Hey, what's going on, Tracy? Hey, what's going on, man? What's on your mind? Give me something. You got something you want to put in there, man? With all that shit just happened, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say.
Shit.
Probably, man, what they were talking about
is nomination for certain categories of people you had on mind is what the topic was. You might have some on that. Was that the case?
Well, yeah, I did, but shit, man, you got a category for shit talker. Y'all need a category for shit talker because that goddamn hater shaker is goddamn, he need a trophy.
Hater shaker, huh? They don't have that kind of hater shaker call. You don't hear that. You better watch these. I'll push the one button. It's all good. You know he can talk.
But on them big ties and promos, I got to go with Tree Man and Jekyll Hyde, you know, them boys, they do bring some action. And Kenny Duke, I don't know what his setup is, but, you know, I hear a lot about Kenny Duke, too, you know. And, shit, man, I'm just trying to keep up with everybody else. And I talked to Iron Man today. He said it was okay for me to come out the bushes, so I went on and stuck my head up for a little while.
Man, when you said that, I seen Hater Shaker push the one button, man. So since you brought his name up, he just pushed the one. We're going to go to him and see what he got to say. 832-4718.
832-4718. What's up, Tracy, man? This Hater Shaker, man.
What's going on,
you know, I normally just keep my mind closed, you understand me, until I yell my name, you understand me. Well, not Big D done called my name, so he done woke up that goddamn animal, you feel me? I mean, I only talk noise about what I'm going to do and what I have done, even when I did to his big ass, you feel me? But what I'm trying to get understanding is I want to nominate your show as being the best talk show, you feel me? Because I'm going to be real with you. It's a lot of people around here shaking and faking, trying to have a small atomic dog show, you know, Tinkle. I'm not going to call no names, Tinkle. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I thought it was Atomic Puppy. You know, he calling everybody, pumping it all up and everything. Why he can't make the Tuesday? You know, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't talk
too much. Who are you talking about?
I called his name three times, Tracy, if you listen to my step.
I clicked over, man. Sorry about that. God kept calling my phone. I clicked over.
It's all good, my brother. But, you know, I just want to put it out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I try not to do no noise talking, you feel me? I stay in my corner. You know what I'm saying? I do what I got to do. Well, I didn't do a whole lot this year, you know what I'm saying? Because old baby had IV and all. But, goddamn it, I took that IV out. Now, I know it's a bad time to take it out, but she on reserve. So, believe me not, on the 14, in the 14th, I'm tan asses. Big D, you go. You know you go. Call it out. Iron Man, get your ass in line. Yes, sir. Your ass is go. Believe that.
Hey, I got somebody else calling 512-6273.
Take her. Your mic is up. Hey, Hater Shaker. Yes, sir.
Shut your scary ass up.
I don't need to talk to you. You need to go back on the goddamn porch and start back barking. You're damn a child. You don't even have your own goddamn. You know what? You faking this shit, man.
Hey, this ain't who you're talking to. I try to lock your ass in. You got scared and stayed at home, holler about you under the water and all that old bullshit.
Lock in with what?
With
who?
It's Undertaker.
You going around sticking your hand on the other folk dresses, but you ain't sticking your hand on your own goddamn dress with your scared ass. You'd rather go around here and sell that old fake ass car you got and try to get some going and then try to pump Tracy up to drive it for you with your scared ass. I know damn well you didn't.
Hey, look here. Don't waste your ass time with that bullshit.
Like Big D, he's going to nominate you for a talker of the year. Your ass ain't running no races. Shut up, sir. You don't even need to be on the phone with your fake ass. You don't even need to be on the phone. You really don't. You really don't. You ain't never brought no action. What action have you brought?
I,
just chilling, man. I got to give my props to old Tree Man, man, and the Twins, and old Roy Jones, Roy J, and old Bury Man, man. I think they did it this year, man. And old Tree, you know, he never did give up running Bury Man. He kept doing it, though, man. But, you know, he was losing, but he kept trying, though. I got to give my props to him.
Yeah, he kept going to the park, and actually he's been trying to run him again. I don't think he's going to get a chance to get him before this year, but he actually wanted to get him again before 2013 got out here, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I think he said they're making him wait for 2014, so I guess he won't get him. Yeah,
he did what he tried to do, you know. It did kind of work out for him, though, but he went up there with old Phillip and beat old Hyde, you know. That was a good thing, you know. I hope they go to Orlando. I just heard you say, what's come here, the accident, you know. I hope he's doing good, but
maybe
he's up there fighting the
moon.
All right, that's good. That's good. That's good. But, well, I was going to say this, man, maybe the new year, you know, it might be better for us this year. It was kind of rough for us and stuff, but we're going to be out there next year, though. We're going to be ready.
Y'all had a new car ready, huh?
Go ahead and ready.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah. I ain't seen Justin in a while.
Hey,
all right.
Hey Nick, right, is you looking for me? Huh? Are you looking for me?
Yeah, I'm looking for you. I'll be ready looking for you next year.
Yeah, okay.
For the new year, we'll be ready. We're going to tie up.
Okay. You know where I live at, right?
Yeah, I know where you live at.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But it's all good, man. I just hope everybody have a safe, happy holiday, man. Just be safe. So we can see everybody next year, the new year.
Is that Nikki?
All right.
That's me.
What's up, Nikki?
What's up, man?
You know who you're talking to?
Batman.
With your scary ass. What's up?
What you
want
to do, Batman?
With your scary ass.
What you want to do?
Last time I seen you, is this the same Nicky boy I'm talking about? Is this Nicky boy they time? Ricky the correct.
Is this the same Nicky boy?
Is this last time I seen you, I put some dogs on you and let dogs hit you in your ass? Like, are you jumping box? I ain't seen you since. What's up, Nicky?
Oh, ain't nothing up, man. It's all good, man.
Well, I'm coming back, man. 2014, baby.
Huh? Bush now, your mic is open.
What's up, Atomic?
Hey, what's going on, Bushnell? What are you doing? What's on your mind,
hey,
man?
Hey, Bushnell.
Hey, fuck all that shit up, man. Hey, man, they say I'm off that motherfucking track tomorrow with one of them. I'm down with that. I want to draw it out on some. That's your term, that. So I'm laying there to draw it out on me a motherfucker, too, man. Fuck all that other shit I've been hearing. I ain't been hearing nothing, man. All the fuck I just heard about that motherfucking track needs to be over tomorrow. That's what I heard. You know, all the other shit, I ain't heard nothing. Hey, Bushnell, who you want, Bushnell? What? I'm laying there to try him with that cut his old car. Yeah, I'm down on that track with him too. Yeah, I come up with some type of money. But anyway, I want Suitcase. Oh, you took my race from Suitcase, man. He didn't give me my get back race. You know, he didn't give me that. Yeah, I won't try him, too. Let him come out there, too, because I didn't get a get-back race on him. Man, he'll be all right, but we didn't get a chance to do it. They said the track was getting fucked up. I ain't give a damn about the track getting fucked up. We was going to get it closed up. I don't give a damn about none of that shit. I ain't heard shit about Mr. Chauvin on that. Some motherfuckers say somebody will let that track tomorrow, man. The motherfucker's track ain't going to go tomorrow. Yeah, whoever is going to come to that track tomorrow, ain't about to make shit.
Free man, your mic is
I'm down on that. I'm down on that.
Free man.
Hey, Bush.
Yo, what's up?
Drag me down there with you.
You know, for 3 minutes you got there. So guess what? We didn't have to do that. We let that button go, but we all right. But we should have did that again. No, we should have did it, but they walked out so goddamn fast. I didn't know where they went.
There
you go. That's where we need to be at. We ain't got to go last on none of that shit, man.
I want to ask the good who I was at the track, you know, get his opinion on how the track felt. I want to ask the good who are all on the phone how they felt about how the track was handled Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be just get up here and go to bashing on how the track was handled. But you know, if I can put it out there, I think everybody else gonna push that one button and get their opinion. And also,
hey, Tree Man, can you just, I hear what you're saying, but can you say what the deal was with some of the people that wasn't there? You say you want to put it out there, and people just kind of have a deal with a person might start a discussion on that.
Well, I told a guy I was racing, man, before we lined up, I said, man, this is going to be a slip and slide contest, which pretty much what it should have been. But also, I went to Attica and told him, I hadn't seen Nail Tractor go down that track, man. I've seen not one tractor go down that track. And I got numerous calls today. That should have been a spin out slide. I got numerous calls today about, how the track business was handled. I just like when we ran
through
the
hot mess.
Your mind is open, too.
Hey, hold on, Tree Man. If you're not talking, can you mute your mic? Somebody will hear you in the background. Go ahead, Tree Man.
Yeah, I was saying, we all get together
yeah.
And we do. So we grudge racers, you know what I'm saying, just because we ain't having certain kind of class racing, this, that, and other. Hey, man, us grudge racers, the ones really got these tracks.
Goddamn right.
Fitness coming in. I mean, whether people come and see us win or come and see us lose, they coming through them gates, man. And the folks deserve to see a good show. Now, these cars, we get together, we do. To bring these folks a good show, get them goddamn tracks. Need to bring that prep crew and that shit prep, man. Because, everybody cars important to them. You know what I'm saying? Somebody cars a little bit expensive than others. But we ain't trying to slip and slide and wreck these goddamn cars, just trying to make this show. I mean, these tracks need to step up also. And I'm not just saying this. It's a whole lot of people, more likely, if I make this statement, going to start pushing that one button.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. He right about that, man, He right about that, Tree. I kind of mentioned it for the last couple of days that I feel we could add a little more sticky icky from the 200-foot to the finish line. I mean, when it's 60 degrees on the start line and 45 degrees from the 330 to the finish line, man, it get kind of dangerous out there. You got where you're making your most power at. You got your tires growing, getting skinny. Shit, they go from 17 inches to 12 inches, and that shit get dangerous. And, I feel they should have put a little bit more sticky on the track from about 200 foot to the finish line. I mean, it just wasn't no more than right.
Man.
Yeah, they could have sprayed some of that drag radio shit down from the 330 to the finish line. Yeah, that's damn near what you need when the track reading 40 degrees down there.
Man, we need that track trip shit too, man. We need that shit. Yeah, we ain't no mother. We need that shit too, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man, every car that made them decent power, either back pedal, jump out the groove, get back in the groove, that shit was going on all day.
Yeah, I agree with you on that bullet. Cause like I said, that motherfucker wall winked at me. I turned my face. I said, not tonight.
I think
it's
right. I think if the track owners is being a little conservative with the VHT, I just think whoever's throwing the race as a promoter need to just go over there to the track owners and say, man, I know this shit costs money. But these guys got their hard work earning money in these cars. I'm going to chuck you 200-300, whatever the deal might be, and go on out there and put a little more stick down for us. But other than that, man, I'm going to be packing up and leaving because, they spend more time in the summertime prepping tracks when they really need to use some of their time for the winter. we can run down the track and make rubber ourselves when it's 120 outside.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
We need the web.
Right.
We need the web when it get cold.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, y'all go to the track people or the Attic Cat and mention to him to get him to drag it. I mean, I heard you mention that you didn't see him drag it, but as a racer and owning a car and knowing how valuable that car is to you, when you saw the condition like that, I mean, you could have went to the promoter, you could have went to the track and asked, hey, man, it's a little slick out there. Can you drag it? I mean, sometimes we expect them to do something, but sometimes we have to take the information to them while it's going on, and maybe they would do it. I mean, I don't know of a track that if you make that complaint that they wouldn't go out there and drag it. So, you know, sometimes, you know, did anybody go to the dean or anybody at Baker and ask them,
Alley Cat
and ask him, hey, get the guy to drag the track? I mean, did anybody do that?
Hey, Tracy, I want the Alley Cat, man. I mean, I want the Alley Cat, and I told him, you know, I said, man, look here, man, I ain't seen that tractor. Word for word, what I'm telling you, that's what I told Alley Cat. Now, I said a million times, I want too much talk. Look here, man, there's some bullshit. I said, I don't know what's going on. I ain't blaming on you, but I ain't seen that tractor go down that track tonight. That's after I made my second hit. Alley Cat said he was going to go find Dean. I don't know. I was told that Dean wasn't even much there. Well, I did see Dean after I raced. He was standing right there on the line after I raced. So, what I'm going to tell you, that's word for word what I told that kid.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, you know, you can go to them and go to the people, I mean, and see if they get it done. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, man, it's late in the year. I know we experienced that problem at Dallas Raceway last year. The year before, when a couple of guys wrecked their cars. When they get like the last race of the year, sometimes, you know, tracks, they go out there and prep it, but then sometimes, you know, get close to the end of the year, some of them guys start running out and get a little low on material, man, so they'll go a little light. And, you know, in a case like that, if your machine out there, you're trying to make passes and it ain't hooking, man, you know, you can kind of go to the promoter or go to the track man after me and kind of drag them. I got an important race come up, it's a little slick out there. Can you do it? You know, yeah, I mean, Treeman, you say you did that. I just wondered if anybody done it. I don't think they'll oppose the dragon, man. Most of these tracks, you know, if you ask them to drag it, they'll drag it.
Treeman.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, it's Finny, and you're right. It was bad. We unloaded during the day, made our first test pass about 4:00. And made a good solid pass, and then from there it was shit. After that, we didn't even. I mean, it was pedal fest. Both passes against target. So, just this time of year, man, it's too cold. And if you don't drag it a lot at this time of year, it's gonna be bad. He's got to drag it a lot.
Goddamn,
oh yeah. You gotta spread a little more extra VHT down that shit. That's what's gonna make you stay in the middle.
Stand up on the tractor.
I mean, you know, everybody's just lucky, you know, we had those type of cars out of there that we got out of there without having a major wreck that night, you know what I'm saying? Because then, ain't no sense me trying. I started back out the race. When I told that guy it's going to be a slip slide cunt, I started back out, but I said, no, we're going to go ahead and take that gamble, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we let that break go too early. That was it.
Well, good thing. Everybody, nobody wrecked Cody cars. Good thing everybody made it. But, hey, man, I'm just going to say it like this. You get in a situation like that, you guys driving them cars and owning them cars, you see it like that? Hey, man, hey, everybody go. You know, you take 3 or 4 of y'all, go together. Go to the promoter, have him go to the guy. You know the track guy, go to the guy and say, man, look, we got a big race. I mean, you know, hey, you got too much at stake. And ask them to drag it.
They'll do it.
Yeah, they'll do it. I mean, you know.
I didn't see Dean after my race. I mean, when my car went down the track, he explained to me that hey, man, the driver, he pretty much left before he was in the tree, because I wonder what happened on the tree. And that's when I seen Dean. If I seen him earlier, I would have said, it's like this here. When it involved me or my car, I'm not shy. I mean, because I'm going to address the issue, and if you got a problem with dragging your track, then fuck you, I'm not going to be on your track. I mean, that's just what I feel about it.
Yeah. I just think it takes communication, man. Just a little more communication to try to, you know, get the guys to drag. I don't think that foes are dragging it, man. You know, I just think some people just got to.
Hey, what's that man? Phil, man, I need to ask him something, man.
Phil is on here.
I'm trying to see how racist this year. What do you remember when he wrecked his car
at HLP?
Was that this year or last year, Tommy?
I think it was early in the year or late last year. I don't know. Ragtop on here? Let him out.
I believe it was late in 12, though, when he wrecked it, though. It wasn't 13, though.
Yeah, it might have been late. Late last year.
It was late in 12.
Was 2013 last year. DJ Madhouse got the ditty.
Yeah, that was me and him. Okay, all right. But anyway, hey, what happened to that motherfucking grand race year one at HLP, man?
Well, the city keeper was out of here.
What happened to that nominee that grand race at HMP? I ain't talking about that, no Dan Listen. I ain't talking about no motherfucking nowhere else. I'm talking about the HMP. Who's going to have some of that, man? I need Miss Trumpet from my little boy so little Bush there can play with that in this room, man. I think I gave pretty much more action than people back there. I'm a candidate. I ain't going to say I'm leading, but I'm a candidate for it. Where that shit at, man? I need my trophy, man.
You said, wait a minute. There's a Texas grudge race of a year, and there's a track of a year. Now, you saying, where's the...
Oh, okay. Well, they say Texas. Okay. Well, all right. I thought they gave out some HMP. But guess what? I was trying to win.
HMP last year got track of the year. HMP got track of the year last year.
I don't talk about no one for
track. Grudge race of the year.
Well, that's all good. Then we're going to try 14 of us. We're going to open up that motherfucking track tomorrow.
But you're throwing your name at the grudge race of the year, that's what you're saying, right?
He's talking about the race
of the year. You're looking at the grudge
race of the year. I'm talking about HMP. I'm talking about HMP. I'm talking about the most grudge race of the HMP track. Well, I got my
mother's
people. They got some losses in here, too.
I can't understand what he's saying.
He said, there should be a track trophy or award, meaning for somebody who's had the most grudge races at HMP. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Oh, well, HMP got, they came out late with their top 10, and I think they try to keep up with who raced at that track. That's their own deal that they take an ownership of, so maybe you need to mention to them to come up with who's been the most active and the most racist at that track since they coming out with their own top 10.
I ain't never had a trophy, goddamn. I just wanted to give it one. But guess what? I don't need that motherfucker. I need a race, man. Yeah, I don't need that motherfucker, man. I need a race. I don't want to talk about that Texas top 10 shit. I ain't going to comment on that one. They took me and Dad, man, off that shit because we wouldn't do something what they said. I don't even know. I ain't have to be on that shit anyway.
Can't do anything for you now.
Do what, man?
Ken Duke looking for you.
I can't run Ken Duke. He been running back ass. I got a street, $3,000 street car, man. See how you did 2 days over there with that little Jimmy race you did? That's why bad luck caught up with you, man. Yeah, because you had a suitcase coming all over, man. That ain't need no race, man. That's why I run a suitcase. Because you got a street car, man. You don't want to fuck a back ass car, man.
Your mic is open.
All right. Good evening, all racers.
My biggest thing I have with what's going on, Russ? My biggest thing I have, I hear everybody complaining about the race that was this past weekend. Track open at 11 o'clock. Why are people waiting to 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night? No, the track is going to fucking go away. Race in the daytime. That's plain and simple.
Track ain't open at no 11 o'clock.
Who the hell is this man on the damn car?
I bet you're wrong.
They was racing at 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Shit,
well,
the track just
wasn't there. I heard a lot of the big guys talking about the track start going away. Why y'all didn't race earlier? That was just...
Man, 4 o'clock, the track was going away.
Man,
it wasn't cold at 4 o'clock.
Because
it was cold at 4 o'clock.
Because
we're
racing
at 4 o'clock.
We're
going to fuck that track, man. It was cold at 4
o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, they still need to get up there with that shit, man. It don't make no difference about what time it is.
It makes a difference. Track temperature goes down, track
I'm
goes away. That's time
of year. I'm just saying. But I mean, if he was to get up there and do all that rough with them tractors and spraying it and
you
know,
do all
the dragging
you want to.
Get that little rough on it, bro. I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I know what you're saying, racing
there
early, which is cool. But I'm
get
saying,
there
you
early. That's
it. That shit, man.
If summertime comes, and we race till 3 or 4 in the morning, and that's fine. But
I
want to bring them on the track all the time. Everybody get their ass to the track a little early and get it over with and go home.
Everybody was at the track early. Where were you at?
I had other shit to do. How about that?
Getting paid by 5:30, though.
You still need to do it, man. You still need to do it. It don't make no difference, man.
That was dry, but it makes
a difference. Everybody wants to be on CP trying to go drag race, and that need to stop. There,
dog, come a dog.
Hold on, hold that. Go ahead.
I was there at about 10:30 with Bushnell, Turbo Chris, quite a few people there, and they were dragging that track at 10:30, and Dean rolled up in there, and then everything got in real full swing. The track was prepped. All the folk who went down the track.
Understand all that.
Absolutely right. The track was real, real good. It was good.
Right.
But what happened was, with everybody, you know, getting their cars off the trailer, getting them ready, getting them started, you know, some people came from out of town. They couldn't get their car right. It was a truck out there, and it was probably one of the fastest trucks out there. He couldn't even... You know, every time he got up to the line, they would bag him out. And, you know, people were having problems with their vehicle. But
he ain't complaining.
When you got a course going on like that, a lot of stuff is going on. You know, you got folks who want to make passes, you got test tuners and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, the track did go away, but people knew that. You know, it was just one of those situations where when we looked up, it was just a minimal amount of people there. When you look back up, it was in full swing. You look back up, it was just, I mean, it was a really good event. It was, but at the end of the day, you know, you got races that's trying to stipulate stuff. You got folks that didn't do what they said they was going to do. It was a whole bunch of stuff going on. You know, but, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, take up for the track or anything like that, but at the end of the day, I think they did their job. Yeah, some folks did probably, you know, didn't do, you know, what they could have done. I ain't going to say Dean them didn't, because Dean was on top of that. I've seen it all. They was on top of that, you did. But you know, as the course of the night go on, you know, because they dragged that track quite a few times, especially when folk had stuff flying off their vehicle, spills and leaks and stuff like that. They did, you know, and go look at the video. Well, no, I ain't on the video because I edited it all out, but they did, man. But, you know, it was cool. It was just one of them nights where it was cool. And the night before that, it was really bad. And the night before that, it was just horrendous. So a lot of stuff, you know, played a part. And that's all I want to say.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, man, a car owner and driver, you know, they got certain tune-ups on their car, and they can generally get down to HMP. Most of them guys got a lot of data, and they know what it takes to get down under certain conditions. Sound like to me, it's just one of them things where they could have went and asked the guy to drag it before they made the next pass, something like that, because those guys got high horsepower cars, and they doubt it's showing, and it's probably showing on the video that they kind of slipping and spinning. So, you know, sometimes, like I say, I mentioned, the guy's got to step up and go to them, they feel, and explain to them, get a little loose out there and ask them to drag it. I don't think that they'll object to dragging it. I think they will drag it, But that's sometimes, hey, some guys, you know, people on the call sometimes go to the man and ask the man to drive you because you just what happened to you.
But that's
I know
that's
some
video,
and I think three men
You
was there. Hold on, somebody else talking, and I can't hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tremaine.
Tell me, dog. You was in Dallas when we was in, went to Dallas. When I walked down that track in Dallas, I had to goddamn double tie my motherfucking tennis shoes. At HMP the other day, I could walk down that motherfucker with some house shoes on. Yeah, my car went down the track by taking all the power out that motherfucker. But in Dallas, I chunked all the power out. I had at this bitch and going straight down the track. I mean, you got people up here that you race earlier. They don't even got a goddamn car. Probably ain't got a fucking bicycle. I mean, I'm just going to call it the way I see it.
Yeah.
One thing I can say about a track, man, and I'll be honest with you about it, that ain't nobody going out do demon on that track, man. That team, I mean, you know, other than I know the guys at Dallas Raceway, they do a good job, too, now. Cause they
man,
got
we not complaining, Batman.
No, I know that.
Batman,
we
not complaining, Batman. We just saying
that
it just needs to be done, Batman. We ain't complaining about it. Well, you know, Dean will do his work, man. Any track will do his work if you say it. We not complaining about it, man. We just saying. We ain't pointing no finger no motherfucking body. We just saying that you know it should be going on too as it should be going. That's all we said. We ain't complaining about
right.
The shit.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right.
We just wanted from now on when we be having our bird sessions and shit like that to where the track need to be moving and you know the little ref we to go to like you said the class race and shit, man. That's all we saying. That's basically what we saying. That shit needs to move right. Like yeah, X275 meeting. Will it be intermission? Are they finna get ready to do it? Are they finna come ready to qualify? Or round or two will come around? Or before the 5-8 get up there? I mean, I'm just saying, man. That's all we saying. We're not complaining. We're just saying that we want the same type of shit.
Speak, son. Speak. There you go.
Yeah.
Good point, man. That's a good point.
That's it.
Hey,
man, open up that motherfucking truck tomorrow.
Basically, man, everything should have been done at a prep time, man, at a time frame to where it works out for everybody, man. I mean, people spend their hard-earned, you know what I'm saying? People spend money to come in, man. And if it wasn't for these grudges, man, basically it really wouldn't be a whole lot going on, you understand me? So basically, man, from my opinion, man, I think, you know, T-Man got a very good point, man. I think we all need to really talk with the people, man, and kind of sit down and have a little meeting with them, man, because if it went for us, man, it wouldn't even be nothing like that, man. I mean, I think Alicat needs to be in the forefront of it, you know what I'm saying? And he really does his part on doing what he's supposed to do, man. That's just my opinion, man. Just hate shake. I'm out.
Okay. All right. Anybody else got a comment on that, on the Brewer Race nomination or anything like that?
Yeah.
Doug, your mic is open.
I want to nominate my boy King B for Rookie of the Year.
King B.
Yes, sir. Rookie of the Year, man. I didn't know what I'm saying. We do this, man, so I just can't speak all over, man. But man, my boy showing up, going everywhere, man, and he might have been breaking loose at a lot of places, but he's been getting out there, man, and getting at it, trying to get that people hat, man. So, yeah. To my man, hats off, man.
Yeah. Oh,
King B is a newcomer. He actually been a newcomer this year, and he actually been trying to step up and race. So, you know, he came on late, but he been bringing action ever since he got that car going.
Sure, they open up that track tomorrow. I'm going to buy him a trophy.
Man, you can't buy the shit. What you need to buy is some nuts, fella. And
hey, I'm already ready.
I'm
ready, we already ready. But it's now you loaded. We ready.
Okay, then. So what you said is talking about it for that fella. Don't bring ass in the trial for Steve. Y'all the white nigga. This not King B.
Hey, man, watch all that N-word, man. Watch all that N-word, man. We up here talking about grudge racing.
Okay.
You thought you all was in the N-word and shit.
My partner's going to get across your face, sugar. Is that
hey, brother. Say what? Guess what? If they want up that track tomorrow, I'll be there.
I'm going to be there. What the fuck are you talking about it for?
Why you ain't left?
All I said, they open up that track tomorrow, I'm gonna buy them a truck.
If they open up that track tomorrow, you got three ass whoopings coming. So bring you some ass eggs, Tim. That's what you
man.
Need to do.
Batman, call that man. Batman, you can take that man.
Over
we need to know tonight.
Hey, man, listen,
ain't
man.
Ain't nothing over here.
I know. Yes, the man told me to call him first thing in the morning, man. 8 o'clock, man.
I was over the track.
What?
Hey, fella, hey, like the man said, first thing in the morning, if the man called him at 7 o'clock, you ought to be knocking on the door at the track by 11:30, 12 o'clock. So what's the problem?
We're going to be rolling.
Get your ass home. I'm going back to Houston.
We're going
to
be rolling. We're going to be rolling, brother. We're going to be rolling. Coming on up there to you.
Oh, we're going to report. Y'all already know I'm reporting, goddamn. We'll get that ass throw up. Y'all know I got to do that.
Oh yeah, you gotta come on and hold. You gotta come on and hold the money. You gotta be the BP man.
Yeah, oh, you know I will, man. You ain't got no pop coming out to no raise, man. Y'all know that. Are you
Hey, Town Tony, your mic is open.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to see if Butler Boys wanted to give me that same race.
Yeah. I thought
you were okay.
What'd
he say?
Okay. Going to the hospital.
Somebody has a conversation going on that doesn't involve us. Mute your phone for us, please, so we can hear.
Whoever won't race tomorrow, be at the track, man.
Rich.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I'll let.
I want to see if Butler Boys want to give me that same race next year.
Tomorrow.
Hey, see, Tom, we talking about tomorrow, man. We ain't talking about next year.
We talking about
next year's
shit, man.
We talking about tomorrow. I mean, you've been talking about dancing for 3 weeks. You ain't never called back.
Man, because I'm not going to – I said I wasn't coming to Houston and that we could do it this Saturday, but obviously we're not going to do it because of what's going on.
I'll tell you what.
If y'all come
right
up here –
right now, I'm going to hang the Roars out of this motor tomorrow.
If y'all come up here tomorrow – goddamn, give a man a chance to talk. Y'all come up here tomorrow and do it anywhere up here. I'll meet y'all's asses there, too, and I'll run both you guys.
Let me make sure I got all pressure, man. I'm hanging the rods out. You understand what I'm saying? I got three races. I might not have all pressure after the third race. We have a lot of money to get it fixed.
Man,
fuck all that, man. And that track open, man. Oh, wee, man.
Say, C-Town, Tony, what you saying, Buffer? What you got?
Is a chassis car scared of a back half car?
Oh, you out my league.
Is he talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
What did he say? He said,
is a
classic
car scared of a back half car?
Oh, man, you know, some back half cars. I ain't scared of Promo, so I guess you just got to turn on some more YouTube videos and ask that question your own self.
I seen a piece, man, with William Brown, with a motherfucking top
four,
called a backhand car.
Hey, man, y'all have a good year, because this ain't nothing but a damn talk show. There ain't no action ever
Y'all want to lock
it
in?
Oh, yeah.
Hold
HMP been open all year. You been scared. Staying up there in Dallas. Hi.
I ain't scared of shit.
He been going all the way to Louisiana. All up behind up in the woods in Dallas. He ain't made HMP yet.
Brother, let me ask you a question. Sit down. You want to run Butler. Is that what you're saying?
I'll run Butler, King B, and all of them.
Brother, hold on, you want to run Butler? You want to run Butler head up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Tomorrow, and there's no bullshit, 8 o'clock I will be calling that man. Now, how many races y'all supposed to be running, bro, King B? Is it 3 locked in races, or is it y'all saying that?
Yeah, we're going to run 3 times.
Now, let me ask you a question then. Can sit down, get in between one of them races and come race you tomorrow?
No, I want him last.
Yeah, I get through running.
I want him last. He'll be number 4.
Like
they'll give him time to go punch the clock. He go punch the clock, make a little extra in. He can make a little extra in, and then he can come on out to the track.
Gotta get that other shot to
wet
first, brother.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You sure do a lot of shit talking. Let's start doing some racing. I ain't gonna be there tomorrow, but we can do it down there in Houston. We'll all get in touch with you, and we'll make it happen.
That'll work.
Make it easy.
Bring that big old donkey.
Come to the track, man.
Bring that big old donkey on down.
Yeah, you're right. Damn right. And you're going to feel every inch of it when I come down there.
Right, let me go dump it down here. I'm going to show you what that star stroke should do.
All right, man, we're coming up on hour, man. Good show, man. Like I say, we're going to make the final call Thursday, man. Don't look like it's going to happen. We're going to make the final call Thursday. But, hey, everybody just be safe, man. Just get ready to do your thing for 2014. And have a good Christmas, man, and we keep on next week. Come on. We got to get these races out here. We got to get these nominations, these names out here, man. So, hey, think about your fellow man, and bring his name to the forefront. We got to get this done. So, hey, we're going to go out and share and do last call so we can get out of here for the night.
Butler boys, final comment.
Hope everybody have a good, safe holidays weekend. Be glad to see y'all in 2014. Good sportsmanship from the King B crew. If the man says on tomorrow, shit, we stopping by Bank of America at 9 and we on our way.
Tinker, final comment. Keith, final comment.
Everybody get me good holidays and see y'all 2014.
Benny, final comment.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for coming and watching us race and for letting us watch all y'all's good races, man. There were some good grudge races, and thanks to Tree Man and Jekyll and Hyde and all of you guys, and you guys have a safe holiday.
Tree Man, final comment.
Yeah, I'm going to say everybody have a happy holidays, and we're all trying to go to Florida. You know, hope we see y'all down and hope we can do good. Hats off to that Birdman crew. Hats off to that Delta High crew. Hats off to Bushnell, Blue Flame, and everybody who just really just try to do their best and show it out this year. And everybody already understand, you know, hey, you run with that twins camp. We had a bad year, but hopefully next year we'll be better. Have a happy holiday.
Bushnell, final comment.
Yeah, hope y'all have a happy, safe holiday, man. Happy New Year, man. Races and fans and all y'all. And PS, we'll want to race tomorrow. That want to race tomorrow, one of them tracks, those up to show up at that track, man. We're gonna race the most. So that's what we try to do, man. We ain't trying to do no winning.
Bat, man, final comment.
Yeah, man, I'd like to thank everybody for this year making it happen, going down like it always.
You know, we trying to keep it real in the DF dub, but somebody's going to get a trip in the ass before it comes, so I don't know what's going to be. Ooh, we, man.
Where's
the
final comment?
Y'all have a good Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we just want to say, man, we appreciate it. I believe it was Alex there for the hospitality.
Is he right
there?
Is he right
there? Yeah. And, you know, about that for days, and if they crack over tomorrow, we'll see some Band-Aids.
Hold on, huh?
Okay, final comment.
Well, we just want to say we appreciate Alicat for the hospitality he showed us while we were down there. And everybody
don't cut off
then. It's been a good new year, and if that track open tomorrow, but I'll bring you some Band-Aids.
Jackie, final comment. Jay Schaefer, final comment.
I'd like to give a thanks to all the racers for giving me something to video this year, and hopefully I get to do the same thing in 2014. May everybody have a safe and happy holiday.
Hater Shaker.
Hey, man, I want to thank you. Thank you guys for an awesome show this year, man. It's been fun, man. It's hopefully no hard feelings, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all race talk. But let's just keep it real, man. Thank you, racers, man, you grudges, man, for doing what y'all do, man, and keeping your cars up and running, because I know it's hard work involved. But, man, y'all be blessed, man, and have a happy holidays. Take care.
Tracy, it's on you.
All right, man, this is it, man. Looks like a year going to come to an end for us Texas racers as far as grudge event. On behalf of Tommy Dog Drag Racing and Show Enough Racing, I want to thank all racers and fans that came out and support our events this year. Hey, we appreciate it. We had a good time. And all in all, man, I want to just thank the whole grudge world for coming out and supporting. Hopefully we can do it bigger and better next year. And that's what we got to do. We got to continue to support each other, man, and bring action to each one of these events. So, hey, man, till then, man, we want to wish the cars from Texas that's going to Florida, we want to wish them well. A safe trip, man, and we'll go down there, man, and, hey, try to have a ball with the people and mix it up. But, hey, all in all, man, great 2013, man. Look forward to doing bigger and better things in 2014, and we'll appreciate all you do with grudge racing people. Think about safety. If you have tests in your cars, you get a chance, you get the updates during the year for Christmas and things like that. Think about safety. You can never not overlook the safety part of this stuff. These cars are dangerous. And when they get a little cold, they can get a little loose. So you want to make sure these people sit in these cars, be safe. You want to protect your investment. So all in all, man, great year, man. So we keep on doing what we're doing. We'll finish these years out, talk about next year, what's going on in the garage racing world. Until then, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you, Sharon, for what you do. Tommy Dog Drag Racing, getting on the mic, putting up with some of this stuff. Hey, but all in all, man, we just want to, hey, stick together, keep moving forward, and keep bringing action. World Brewers Nationals coming to Texas to a track near you to be announced. So, till next time, we see y'all next week. Good night, everybody.